Welcome to the Lost to Boss podcast, your go-to source for IT career advice and guidance. Whether you're just entering the workforce, seeking to make a career pivot, or you have recently experienced job loss, this podcast is here to support you. Now, here is your host, Frank DiMeo.
Hello, and welcome back to the IT Job Coach podcast, where we unravel the mysteries of the job search process. And today we're talking about cover letters. So what exactly is a cover letter? Cover letter is a document that accompanies your resume when applying for a job, right? Basically, it's a letter. It's your chance to introduce yourself, showcase your skills, highlight why you're the perfect fit for the position. But why is it important? Why do you need it? Let's find out.
Here's the rundown.
Cover letter is more than just a personal introduction. It really allows you to convey your personality and demonstrate the value that you're going to bring to the company. It's your opportunity to go beyond facts listed on your resume and show the employer how you can contribute to their organization. So let's explore some do's and don'ts for crafting an effective cover letter.
Here's the rundown.
First, explain how you can help. Elaborate on your skills and experiences and link them to the job you're applying for. And share specific examples of how you achieve results in the past and how you can replicate those achievements with the new company. On the flip side, don't focus solely on what the job can do for you. It's essential to demonstrate your enthusiasm for the role, but make sure you also highlight what you bring to the table and how the company's gonna benefit from hiring you. Discussing your skills is vital. Go beyond listing them on your resume and provide further explanations of how you've applied those skills in previous positions. You can use anecdotes and stories to really showcase your abilities and demonstrate your suitability for the role. I've talked about you stories in the past about how to bring those to an interview for success. And there's an opportunity for you to use those you stories in your cover letter as well. Avoid fixating on your current job title or education qualifications. Instead, focus on the value they bring. Explain what you've learned and how your knowledge and skills can contribute to the company's success. It's really important to make sure you research the company before writing your cover letter. Familiarize yourself with their history, their mission, their values, and make sure you incorporate this knowledge into that cover letter. This will show that you've taken the time to understand the company and how you can align with their goals. On the other hand, it's not essential to mention any negative media mentions or unfavorable information about the company. I've seen this done before. Stay away from that, right? You always want to make sure you stay positive in your interviews, in your cover letters, in your resumes. Stay positive and focus on all the positive aspects of that. The next item is specific keywords. That's very important to a cover letter. Many companies are going to use ATS or applicant tracking system software to scan cover letters for specific words, right? So make sure that you incorporate keywords into your cover letter, just as you would incorporate keywords into your resume. You want to review that job description. Look through the job description because that's your blueprint. That's your map for figuring out what it is they're looking for. So make sure you review that and pull out the keywords that are in that job description and use them throughout your cover letter. This will definitely get your chances increased for getting noticed. Make sure you don't use too many keywords, okay? You don't want to overload your resume. You don't want to overload your cover letter. Use the keywords that are specific to you and make sure that it reads naturally and coherently. The real human beings will also be reviewing your application, so make sure that it reads well. You're not just applying to a computer system to make sure you can game the system. Remember, it's important to be natural and coherent with that stuff.
What else you got?
With cover letters, especially with IT-related cover letters, right, you want to take a look at what's in that job description for specific IT skills and incorporate those into your cover letter. You want to do that also in your resume as well. So think about your skills in the IT space, what it is that job is for, how you incorporate your IT skills, your certifications, right? All of those good things into what you can provide for that company. So it's important with a cover letter for an IT position that you incorporate all of those things in there. And I'll give you an example. If you're going for a help desk position, right, let's just use that as an example, and you have an A-plus certification and you have troubleshot issues for folks before, right? Maybe in that cover letter you say, as a CompTIA A-plus certified technician, I have triaged, troubleshot, and remediated, 1,000 issues for end users, right? Try to quantify that in some way. So those are some examples of how you can bring your skills from your resume into the cover letter. And you can even expand on that even more by saying a couple examples of who you've been able to help and what you were able to help them with, and make sure that your customer service comes through in those words.
What else you got?
Make sure before you submit any cover letter, before you show any cover letter to anyone, have someone you trust review it, okay? It's very simple. A fresh pair of eyes can really catch any grammar, spelling errors. When you're reading it over and over, when you're writing it, you're gonna miss those kinds of things. So check with a friend, a family member, a mentor maybe you have, even a previous coworker. Or even if you know someone, maybe that's a recruiter, have them take a look at your cover letter and review it. There's no reason why you can't ask somebody to do that. Don't feel ashamed. Don't feel like you can't ask them or put them out in any way. They'd be glad to help. Just ask them.
What else you got?
Also, ensure that your cover letter includes new content and complements your resume, right? Try not to repeat the same information that's on your resume on your cover letter, right? Bring something new and fresh that will make it interesting, that will make those recruiters and hiring managers happy to be reading that cover letter. But what you can do is expand upon what you have in your resume. You don't want to duplicate it, but you can use those skills and information from your resume and create relevant stories and highlight those accomplishments and make sure it sets you apart from those other applicants. So remember, crafting a compelling cover letter takes some time and effort, but it will significantly impact your chances of landing an interview. And tailor each cover letter to the specific job and company you're applying for. So what's that you say?
Customize, customize, customize.
Exactly. You always want to customize. I'm going to say that again and again, everywhere and anywhere, with your resume, with your cover letter. You always want to customize it specifically for the job that you're applying for. You're going to hear me say this again and again. Don't create one cover letter and resume and throw it out to 100 different job postings. Make sure you
customize, customize, customize.
Well, that wraps up today's episode on cover letters. I hope you found these tips helpful in creating a standout cover letter. If you liked this episode, be sure to check out the next one.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with Lost to Boss and get all the behind-the-scenes content, you can check us out on www.losttoboss.com.